Booksellers Association apologizes for violent incident with anti-trans book. By Robert Krajcik on July 15, 2021. The American Booksellers Association, ABA, apologized Thursday for what it said was the violent incident of its inclusion of an anti-trans book. Abigail Schreier's Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters, on its July mailing list to its members. The ABA tweeted, "An anti-trans book was included in our July mailing to members. This is a serious, violent incident that goes against ABA's ENS policies, values, and everything we believe and support. It is inexcusable." The ABA described the inclusion of Irreversible Damage on its book list as a terrible incident that somehow harmed the LGBTQIA+ community. The ABA added, "We apologize to our trans members and to the trans community for this terrible incident and the pain we caused them. We also apologize to the LGBTQIA+ community at large, and to our bookselling community." It continued, "Apologies are not enough. We've begun addressing this today and are committed to engaging in the critical dialogue needed to inform concrete steps to address the harm we caused. Those steps will be shared in the next 3 weeks." The ABA did not specifically refer to Schreier or the title of her book in its tweets. In Irreversible Damage, Schreier examined, among other things, the harmful nature of hormone therapies and surgeries which the left typically describe as sex reassignment and gender affirming. Leftists regularly deny human sexual dimorphism while framing sex as an arbitrary and fluid social construct existing on a spectrum. The New York-based ABA describes itself as a national not-for-profit trade organization that works to help independently owned bookstores grow and succeed. One of its councils is titled the ABA Committee on Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, which states its commitment to anti-white supremacy, anti-racism, representation, equity, and dignity for all peoples. The ABA openly shares its use of quotas based on race, ethnicity, sexual preference, and other personal criteria of authors in its determining which authors and speakers are invited to its events. The ABA will require representation of BIPOC, queer, disabled, and other marginalized authors and books at all ABA events, at least 40% of speakers/panelists overall, it declares. ABA staffers are subjected to discussions on anti-racism, anti-discrimination, microaggressions, and supporting underrepresented peoples.